Parshat B'Shalach, of course, has the story of Kriyat Yamsuf. And the Yam splits. But if you go to Tehillim, in a passage that's famous because it's part of the saying of Hallel, but says Yisrael mi Mitzrayim beis yakom ha'am lo'ez, Yisrael yadol ha'kacha Yisrael ma'am shalosav, Pasuk says, Hayam ra'a vayanos. The sea, the Yam, Yamsuf, saw and ran away. So what did Yamsuf see? What did the Red Sea see? Pardon that. Okay. But what did Yamsuf see? It says, Hayam ra'a vayanos. So there's a medrash that says, Ma ra'a, ra'a rono shel Yosef yored le'yam. When Bnei Yisrael were traveling from Mitzrayim towards Eretz Canaan, they carried the Aron of Yosef, and the Yam saw the Aron of Yosef, and it ran away. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, Yonus mipnei hanas. The sea should run away from the one who ran away. Who ran away? Shenemar vayonas vayetze hachutza. When Yosef was confronted by Eshes Potiphar, who was trying to seduce him, and grabbed onto him, and said, Shichvayimi. Pasuk says, Vayazol bigdol biyada, Vayonas vayetz hachutze. He ran out. So bizchut, the fact that Yosef ran out, the sea split, Afayam yiyanas mipanav. That's what the Medrash says. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, one of Sichot, comes along and he says, I understand that Yosef deserved to be rewarded for what he did. But Chazal tell us that he was already rewarded many years earlier. The Medrash Rabbah says that because Yosef was careful with his mouth and he didn't do an avera, he didn't kiss Eshes Potiphar, he was rewarded by Paro Valpicha Yishakolami. Based on Yosef's words, everyone will then will get what they want to in terms of food, in terms of sustenance, but it's going to be based on what Yosef says. Gufo Shalonoga Bavera, his body which didn't touch her body, gets rewarded. Vayilbash Oto Bigdei Sheish, he gets clothed in royal garments. Savor Shlo Hirkin Avera, his neck which didn't bend towards doing an Avera. Vayasim Revit Azav Al Tzavaro, he gets a golden piece of jewelry of sorts, a golden necklace that gets placed around his neck. Yadav Shlo Mishmashu Bavera, his hands which didn't get involved in Avera. It says Vayasim Parat Tabato Me'al Yadav Yitna Al Yad Yosef. So Yosef gets a ring. Raglav Shalopasu Bavera, his legs, which didn't walk towards doing an Avera. So he gets the reward that he gets to ride in the official chariot, the Mirkevis HaMishnah Asherlo. And his Machshava, which didn't think about Avera. So they called him Avrech because he got extra wisdom. So ask Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you already got rewarded for everything. What is it by the fact that he said that he ran away from Eshes Potiphar that he gets some sort of special reward that Yamsuf splits? The Ramban, this Perush on Chumash, asks on Yosef. The Pasuk says, Vayazov bigdo biyada, vayanas vayetza chutza. He left his garment, because she grabbed onto his garment, so he left his garment in her hand and he ran away. Asks the Ramban, why in the world did Yosef leave his garment in her hand? Yosef was probably somewhat stronger than Eshes Potiphar. The garment was the only evidence that she could use against him in a false claim that he tried to seduce her as opposed to the truth that she was trying to seduce him. If he would have grabbed the garment and then ran out with it, she would have had no proof that the story ever took place. No one would believe her. Why in the world did Yosef just grab the garment and then run out? So Ramban gives one reason. But Reb Chaim Shmulevitz gives a different reason. Reb Chaim says, because Yosef didn't want to remain for one moment longer in a situation of nisayon, of being tempted. One has to assume that Eishes Potiphar was a fairly good-looking woman. And here is Yosef, all alone, abandoned by his brothers, cut off from his family, living in a foreign land. Nobody's in the house that day, Torah tells us. And she, this beautiful woman, is trying to seduce him. So he says, no. But she grabs him and she says, Shechvayim. Says Reb Chaim, if he would have grabbed the jacket, his cloak, out of her hand, that would have meant that he would have had to stay in that room for an extra few seconds, an extra 5 seconds, an extra 10 seconds. An extra 10 seconds of being in a situation of nisayon, of being tempted. And Yosef wasn't going to do that. He ran away from nisayon like you run away from fire. If there was a huge fire in the room, and you had your coat hanging on a hook, would you spend 10 more seconds grabbing it before you run out? No, you run out. Aye, it's embarrassing, you're running out without your coat, somebody may use it, somebody may get it, it could be, it doesn't matter. He ran away from the sun. Says Reb Chaim, the fact that he didn't do an aveira with her, so that he gets rewarded with his mouth and with his hands and with his feet, and with his body, everything that the Medrash says. But the fact that he ran out and didn't stay for even a moment, a brief moment, in a situation of temptation, for that he gets rewarded beyond everything else. The whole Yam Suf will split because of that. And all of Bnei Yisrael will be saved. That's the power of running away from Nisayon. Gemara in Bava Basra talks about a person who closes his eyes. It's in the Pasuk in the Navi, who closes his eyes and doesn't look at things he shouldn't be looking at. What's it talking about? It says a person is walking on the road that passes by a riverbank. And the women are standing by the river doing the laundry. That's where they used to wash the clothing, by the river. You're washing clothing by the river, so you have to bend over. And when the women were bending over by the riverbank, it wasn't sanua for men to look. So the Gemara says that a person is walking along, quotes the pasuk, about to being otze einav, that he shouldn't look, lerot bera, by otzem einav meraot bera, is talking about somebody who's walking by the riverbank, so he has to close his eyes, he doesn't look at the women. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? It says, we must be talking about that there wasn't another path for this person to take. Because if there was another path for this person to take, he could have gone on a path that didn't take him by the riverbank, and he took a path by the riverbank, then he would be called a Rasha for taking that path. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, why are we called a Rasha? We're talking about the guy closing his eyes. See, he's not looking. Why are you calling him a Russian? I'm saying, a guy's taking the path, and he's staring at the women when they're doing the laundry. I understand we call him a Russian. But we're talking about a guy who closes his eyes. Says Reb Chaim, says, if he could have been in a place where there, he could have had taken another road, been in a place where there would be no Nisayon, there would be nothing to look at, and he chose to go on the path that passes by the riverbank, but he's going to close his eyes. That kind of person's already a Russian. The person who places himself willingly in a place of temptation but says, I won't look. And he didn't have to be there. That's not a tzaddik. That's the Russia. Because you're supposed to run away from the soil. You're supposed to run away from situations that are tempting. David HaMelech, the Gemara action, Sanhedrin says, La'olam al yavi adam atzmo lidei nisayon. Person shouldn't bring himself to Nisayon. Sherei David Melech Yisrael hevi atzmo lidei Nisayon v'nichshal. Chazal tell us that David Melech had a conversation kavyocha with the Ribono Shel Olam. He wanted to know why he was different than the avos. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, because I tested the avos and I didn't test you. So David HaMelech said, test me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, the Gemara doesn't say this, but you can imagine, like Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, no, David, it's a bad idea. No, David says, no, test me. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tests him. Tests him with Batsheva and he fails. He says, there are nisyonos in life. We're always tested. But what we should never do is ask to be tested. On the contrary, every morning in davening we say, don't bring us to nisyonos. So we know that we always have nisyonos. But we don't want nisyonos. And the nisyonos shouldn't be big nisyonos. Every day we have a nisayon. I'm going to get up in the morning, not going to get up in the morning. I'm going to daven, I'm not going to daven. We have nisyonos. But we don't really want big nisyonos. Because what happens if we are barley day nisayon, more often than not, it's Bali Devi Zayon. Look what happened to David HaMelech. He asked to be tested. That was his mistake. Kadosh Baruch Hu tested. He tested the others. The others never asked to be tested. Kadosh Baruch Hu tested them. You want to be tested, you'll lose out on that Siyata Dishmaya. And then everything can go wrong. And there are times in life where little situations. You have an opportunity, somebody suggests, you see, watch a certain video, read a certain magazine, attend a certain event. It's not 100% kosher. The video isn't 100% kosher, the magazine isn't 100% kosher, the event isn't 100% kosher, and I don't mean just the food. It's not something. So you'll come along and you'll say, okay, listen, I know that the video is, I'll just make sure not to look at that part. Or just won't read that section. Or I'll go somewhere and I'll ignore whatever else is going on. Because I'll tell us that sometimes we're stuck in life. Sometimes we have to get from place A to place B, and the only way we can get from place A to place B is take this road. So then it takes us into a situation we have to make sure we close our eyes. But if we don't have to be on that road, we come along and say, no. I'll go there, but I just won't look. I just won't pay attention. I just won't. It's a big mistake. You see from Yosef, he says that the pitfalls of placing yourself in temptation are great, but the rewards are immense. When we have no choice, and there's no other road to travel, and we have to go there, and we have to be there, so then we have to make sure to close our eyes, to look the other way, to ignore. But if we don't have to be there, we have to learn to take the other road.